Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, September the 15th. To say that our politics is getting interesting would be an understatement, but our politics is getting very interesting, and today we'll be talking a little bit about that. And the fact that General Milley is in the middle of all the news, who would have thought that? I cannot remember the last time that a general, a chief of staff, was in the middle of so much controversy. I cannot remember the last time that that happened. Because one thing about generals is that they usually stay away from controversy. But I guess General Milley, for whatever reason, is in the middle of this controversy, and we'll talk about it in just a second. But I just want to go back and look at the California recall, because for the last couple of weeks, the polling data had been telling us that Governor Newsom was going to keep his job. And I didn't know what to make of the polling data, because frankly, I don't know what to make of polling data these days. I mean, it's hard to honestly believe one thing or another, because there's so many bad polls out there, and they're bad because the samples are bad, or sometimes the questions are not correct. But in this case, they turned out to be right. I mean, the victory was very substantial, over 20 points, I think maybe even 25 points. And I think clearly the people of California, at least the ones who voted, wanted to keep Newsom. And that's the way it turned out. I was not up at late at night to tell you what time they called the election, but I understand it probably wasn't that late. I think they closed at 8 o'clock out there. That's 10 o'clock our time. I'm guessing that by midnight Central Time, when I was asleep, they called the election. But he got it. He got it. He did well. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to say about it that maybe we can think about going forward. Number one, what happened to 3 million Republicans? I saw a note that in 2020, President Trump got 6 million votes in California. And this time around, the opponents of Newsom got 3 million votes. So I don't know what happened. I mean, what happened to those 3 million voters? Were they not interested in the recall, or what happened? I don't know. It's a fascinating thing to me, because the one thing I expected every Republican in California to be excited about was the recall. So maybe my numbers are wrong. I'll double check them. But 3 million Republicans apparently didn't vote, or at least 3 million Trump voters from 2020 didn't bother to vote. So that's something to consider, what happened. And the other thing I can tell you about Newsom is that Newsom right now, after this victory, has to be the leading candidate to win the Democrat nomination in 2024. Now, a lot of things are still up in the air. A lot of things are going to happen between now and 2024. So I'm not going to get completely ahead of myself. I believe that Newsom has another election in 2022. So that still lies ahead. But you would have to think that right now that Newsom, given the state of the Democrat Party and given the influence of California in the Democrat Party, you would have to think that he's the leading candidate to be the nominee in 2024. So that's something to keep an eye on. And that kind of ties in to some of the polling data for President Biden. I mean, the polling data for President Biden right now is not very good. He is in the low 40s. I don't know what the average is. I think this latest one, CUNYPAC, whatever that word is, I can never get that one right. But CUNYPAC, I think that's the name of the polling data. I think it's a college, by the way, also. But I don't know if they're related to the polling organization. But they've got him, I think, at 42, which is not a good number if you're a president of the United States, particularly heading into a midterm the next time around. But, President Biden has a lot of problems. And you think, perhaps, and Vice President Harris, not exactly setting the world on fire. So I would have to think that Newsom right now has the best shot at winning the 2024 nomination, especially if Democrats want to turn the page on 2020, which I think a lot of them probably will if things continue the way they are. By the way, I think the big problem for President Biden, and the reason I think he's falling down so fast, I mean, the issues are overwhelming, of course, whether it's the border, the economics, and now Afghanistan. I mean, these three issues have really hit him very hard. I think Afghanistan in particular has really questioned his ability or his maturity. I mean, they kept presenting Biden as this, you know, mature alternative, you know, the experienced alternative. Well, Afghanistan has, I think, deflated that balloon. But I think the real problem for President Biden is that he won the election, but nobody voted for him. And what I mean by that is that the 2020 election was a referendum on Donald Trump. It was all about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's dominating personality sort of was it. He was the only guy on the ballot, really, if you think about it. And Biden just happened to be the alternative Democrat who was not Trump. And I think a lot of people voted for Biden, but they were really voting against Trump. In fact, if there had been an option on the ballot simply called against Trump without a specific candidate, but just a vote against Trump, I think a lot of the Biden voters would have voted that way, because none of them seem to be very enthusiastic for Joe Biden. And that's a real problem that he has right now, that there is no Biden base. You don't have the Obama base or the Trump base or the George W. base, or George W. Bush. Or Clinton had it a little bit, but I'm not sure how strong it was either. I think the first Bush didn't have it either, because so much of his election in 1988 was really related to President Reagan. But right now, we have a president who is the president. He won the election. Let's give him that. But nobody voted for him. And I think he's starting to realize just how lonely it is to be the president of the United States and nobody voted for you. Nobody cared about you. Nobody went in the booth saying, I have been waiting all my life to vote for Joe Biden. Nobody did that. Nobody did that. And that's why I think his support has collapsed so quickly. And I don't see any sign of any of this turning around. You've got the economics problem. Now you've got the virus. You've got the situation on the border, and God only knows what's going to happen in Afghanistan. I mean, Afghanistan could be a headache for this administration. And then when you see the Secretary of State before the Senate, and you hear about, you know, people in the White House are turning off the microphone of the President of the United States, and when they ask the Secretary of State about this, he says, well, nobody turns off the microphone. Only he does it. Well, it sure looked to me like somebody turned it off. Maybe it was a mistake, but it's not the first time it's happened. Not the first time that it's happened. So watch out for Newsom. Keep an eye on Newsom, because I think, given his position as governor of California and after this recall effort that he defeated, I think he's got a pretty good shot. I really do. I think he's got a pretty good shot at being the 2024 Democrat nominee. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Let's talk a little bit about General Milley. You know, I don't know what to make of this, because General Milley has got to know that you don't do what he did. You don't go around the Secretary of Defense. You certainly don't go around the President of the United States and contact another country and, in a sense, do foreign policy with him. That's not what his job is. When you're the general, you take commands. I mean, they tell you what to do, and you obey commands. And that's a great tradition that we have in the United States. It's something that goes back to George Washington, where we have civilian leadership of the military, and I think it's the right thing to do. So whether he actually had this conversation or not, you know, I want to believe that he didn't, but then the evidence suggests that maybe he did. Now, this all comes, of course, from a book by Bob Woodward. Woodward in the past has been known for exaggerating what's in his books. And very often they do that just to sell books. And then when you read the book, you find out it's not quite what you thought it was. So we'll see. We'll see when the book comes out. But if he was involved in any of this, as the book says, and if he had a conversation with Speaker Nancy Pelosi about our foreign policy or going around the president, I tell you, this is very dangerous. And I think at the very least, General Milley is going to have to resign, and there may be some legal problems for him. There should be legal problems just to make sure the message gets out there. You don't do this when you are a general. You don't do this. That's not what generals do. Generals don't call generals in other countries and try to conduct foreign policy with them. That's not what they do. They can talk to them. That's not a problem. I mean, they talk to them all the time, and that's okay. I mean, they talk to their military counterparts, I mean, in other countries, but you don't do foreign policy if you're a general of in the United States. You just don't do foreign policy in that situation. Well, a couple of quick things I want to run to here. There is a big story, and I have an article about this coming out Thursday morning about Hispanics in Texas, because something is happening to the political landscape here in Texas. You're seeing more and more Hispanics walking away from the Democrat Party. Now, it's not a complete walk yet. Don't misunderstand. They're still going to probably end up getting the majority of the vote. But more and more Hispanics, particularly in the southern part of the state, are walking away from the Democrat Party. And a lot of it has to do with economics, with gas prices. I mean, in that sense, it's no different than any other group. For example, in this poll that I just mentioned that had President Biden down in the 40s, with Hispanics, it's like in the high 30s, the approval of President Biden. So I think economics and a lot of things has a lot to do with it. But the cultural issues also have a lot to do with it. You know, Hispanics tend to be more conservative. And the Democrat Party, at least here in Texas, has become a San Francisco party. It's not a centrist party as it used to be. It's become a San Francisco party. It has more in common with Democrats in San Francisco than with Democrats in Texas. So I think a lot of Texans are surprising them by saying, hey, we don't like this. We don't like this. Of course, in southern Texas, you have the issue of the border, which is, I think, you know, helping a lot of Republicans, like the new mayor of McAllen, who was elected Republican in McAllen, Texas, with 95% Hispanic. So check out my post tomorrow morning, because I think you're going to see a little bit more detail. And we'll talk about this a lot when we do our weekly chat with George Rodriguez, when we talk about Texas and when we talk about politics. A quick point here about Senator Rubio. Senator Rubio is calling on the Biden administration to designate the Taliban a terrorist organization, or at least the country of Afghanistan, as a terrorist country. I think he's exactly right. I really do. And I think that this would go a long way to letting the world know what we think of the Taliban and their organization in Afghanistan. I have to say happy number 83 to Gaylord Perry. If you're a baseball fan, you know who I'm talking about. Gaylord Perry, his brother was Jim Perry, very good pitcher too. But Gaylord Perry was one of the biggest characters in baseball history. And he turned 83 today. He also won 316 games. So he was not just a character, he could pitch. But he was a character, to say the least. Happy number 83 to Gaylord Perry, one of my favorite pitchers that I can recall growing up. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.